What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Hello, my friends. Welcome in to another episode of Bolt Brady and his bro. It's the best place where you can get your sports gambling info. Hope you all had a wonderful long 3-day weekend.
You watching fifth grade AAU basketball might have been more entertaining
than these guys. Yeah. I guess everyone kind of can tell where some of these series are headed. But yeah, I was in Tahoe watching a AAU tourney for the weekend, and I wasn't the coach, but our team won the title. They gave him a little ring, so that was cool.
It's awesome how they get the rings now. You know, some people are probably familiar with AAU. It's like more like competitive basketball. And back in the day, you know, it was more competitive basketball. That's yet to be determined nowadays. But the reason why I bring this up is what a ripoff it is these days.
Mm-hmm. They definitely want some chips from the parents. And some of the teams, you know, have like 12 kids. And you hear they're charging them like the $1,200 for like the spring season. I'm like, man, just a money grab.
And then how about, I mean, is this maybe the worst part? Charging each parent $15 to go in to watch the game.
Dude, it was for the weekend pass, it was $40 per person. Luckily, we, you know, I was trying to work some side deals. I knew someone working at one of the venues and was able to get the bracelets. No charge.
But, dude, what a rip. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, how about when they charge you to go watch your fifth grader play basketball? What a joke.
Yeah, I mean, you can go to, like, the Sacramento Kings nosebleed last minute for probably $35. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And then some places charge you to park for the AAU, too.
Wow, I mean, what a joke. I mean, first the prices at Taco Bell go up, and now this.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
McD's, they need to bring it back down to earth here. So it was a good getaway, good weather. You know, had some $12 805 brews.
Right.
It was nice to get away and get some rays while we were out there.
I'm a much bigger fan of Tahoe when it's warmer than when it's cold.
Right.
It's legit when it's warm out.
Yep. Super pretty, but it was nice. And I was hitting the sports book while I was there as well.
Oh, well, how did that go?
I was texting you. You know, you and I kind of, I just didn't love the Boston. Well, you wanted me to take the Pacers.
Yep, and the points.
Yep, what was it that night? It was game three, and it was 7.5.
Yep. It was their first game back at home.
Yeah, and Halliburton was out, and I was like, I just didn't really love it. So I'm like, I'm going to wait till Luka plays the following day. And you were right. The Pacers hung in there.
Yeah, they covered.
And Drew Holiday got the steal there at the end to kind of seal the win.
Yeah, that was legit that they didn't call that like a foul and stuff, because it wasn't. He was in good position.
He was, and it was the offhand away from the body. I mean, that guy, you know, he's first team all NBA D for a reason. He's great at that.
Yeah.
I know. Some of these dudes go strong, and you're expecting the whistle, and like then they show the replay, and like, yeah, that was a good no call, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they got a tough job to do. And then you got Big Luka, and it is just pure domination.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about the Mavs is, you know, we were talking about how they were the best value going into these. Remember, they were plus 500, and we're like, yep, you might want to take the big Mavs at plus 500, because now
this is when we got to like the Final Four,
right? Yeah, because now they're only plus 125, because clearly they're going. So they're
yeah. What is it? It's everyone. It's like 0-152 when you're down 0-3.
Yeah, I mean, who's the one?
Was it? No, it's zero.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the Celtics are minus 225 to win it. So the Mavs went from plus 500 when we gave it out last week to plus 125 now because of the pure domination of our boy Big Luka. He's averaging the 30 a ball game. He's shooting way better. That's what we said we needed out of him. I mean, his three balls have been 3-for-10, 5-for-11, 5-for-11. And then his sidekick, Big Kyrie, decided to go for 30, 20, and 30 points.
Yeah. It still kind of just baffles me how it's come together, like, in, you know, the course of like a little over a year, when you just wouldn't have seen these two working, or Kyrie kind of changing the way he is and growing up. But they're balling.
Well, Kyrie, I heard him say, too, He said, as the saying goes, happy wife, happy life. He said, you know, the last 12 years I've played in some really cold cities. And he's like, it's, you know, a little, he's like, it's warmer here in Texas and we get outside and get the kids outside. And he said that's kind of helped with everyone's attitude and happiness.
Yeah.
So that they get a little bit more sunshine down there in Big Tex.
Maybe being in the big cities, you know, Brooklyn and stuff, just kind of staying in like your penthouse there is a little different than when you can kind of go out and enjoy the city.
Right. Now, Big Kyrie, what is going on with those kicks, buddy? Those shoes. Those moccasins or whatever they are.
Well, when he got all outspoken and, you know, kind of anti-vaccine and all that stuff, anti-Semitism, Nike goes, we'll see you later, bud. And so they cut him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what, those brown things he's wearing, what are those?
I don't even know who he went with.
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
No, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I love shoes. And I love a good pair of Nikes. So yeah, if you lost that as your endorsement, that'd be like, wow.
Right.
I'm going like with these Diadoras from China, but they're giving me good chips.
Well, these brown ones, I mean, first of all, they're just gnarly. They've got these like little flaps behind them, like when he runs, and I don't have too much of a problem with that. That just, the brown is so gnarly.
He has that little bit of the Native American like in him, which he's proud of.
Okay.
So maybe he helped design something there. It's like a little bit of a dream catcher thing on the back.
Oh, all right. Well, that would make more sense. That'd make for a better story. I thought he just was like, sweet. He was like, wanted to be a little outdoorsy. He's like, I'll take those bad boys.
These can go straight to Yosemite and hit Half Dome post game.
You've climbed Half Dome.
Sure have.
Nice play.
Yep.
Think you could do it now?
Yep.
How many hours does it take?
God, it's like an 8-hour day. You know, I mean, it depends. You could stretch it out and go fast. It depends on what you're doing for your day, if you're enjoying the sights.
That is a good, that's always a great workout, is going to Yosemite and getting on a good hike. What a great way to spend the day.
Mm-hmm. That place is slammed though nowadays.
There's
tons of tourism going in there with the buses. So things are more crowded than they used to be.
Yeah, that's a bummer. So these things are about a wrap. I mean, thanks for playing
the games.
Well, I mean, Boston's already wrapped it up. I mean, that was, you know, I mean, the Pacers gave it a run and what, you know, a few things here and there, but to end the game, I mean, wow. Like every game was just the same pretty much. Like we've got a close ball game and then the Pacers just down the leg at the end. I mean, this last game, game four, I mean, the last 2 minutes of the game, the Celtics went on a 13-2 run on the road. I mean, that's a 409 clean it up for the Pacers. 13-2 run on the road? Come on. And so that was night. Thanks for playing. Book the tickets. Cabo, here we come.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing a good job hanging in there and being in the games down to the stretch, especially without Halliburton. Yeah, you know, commend them for their effort. Or, you know, is this Boston, like, just can't blow these guys out either? What do we think about that?
Yeah, exactly. And if you recall back to game one, I mean, Indiana was up three, and then big Jaylen Brown hits the three ball in the corner.
It was like two turnovers in the last 30 seconds. Yeah, that shouldn't have happened. And that could have flipped things around.
Big time. That was, I mean, they would have got. So things were a lot closer than the sweep, you know? So once again, I mean, as you can tell, probably not too high here on the big Celtics. And then you have the Mavs and the Timberwolves, and have things shifted with the narrative with the Timberwolves very fast.
Yeah. And how about Ant?
Wow. Well, Big Ant, you know, he almost had the trip dub like in game one, but then the last 5 minutes of the game, he could have put Casper on the back of his uniform because he was a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found. And then the second game, he had a shitty pass. And then Big Luka hits the three ball, and he starts shitting with Rudy.
Yeah.
He says, Rude, you can't stop me, big guy.
Yeah, the zoom in on the face there, I don't know if it's very good for the kids, because you can just totally tell what he's yelling at him.
You can't effing stop me.
Mother F.
Yeah.
I mean, he's yelling at him.
Woo! And then also, he was chitting with Ant at the end of one game, too, and they asked him. The reporter's like, what were you chitting with Ant there? And he just smiled. He goes, oh, I can't say that on the air.
Yeah, I'm sure Ant kind of starts a lot of it, too, because he kind of likes to get himself a little fired up, but it's backfire in this series.
Yeah, it is. So,
That other game, I don't know which number it was, too, and it was Naz Reid or one of those guys was shooting the three pretty good that game, and Ant kind of acted like he was going to drive, and he kicked it to him. You know, if that's MJ back in the day, MJ is taking the shot one, unless both guys come over, and it's like Steve Kerr, Paxson's just wide open in the corner.
Yeah.
But Reid got it, and the guy was still kind of close enough to close out on him. I'm like, you know, Ant's, he's young, I'll give him that, but just chill out, like we said, on being the next dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's way too her house for game three.
With Kelsey.
Yep, and Hollywood Brown, his new receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And his lady. His lady was there. So, of course, you know, people are chitting about, people are like, I think it's great. Pat's always with his wife. And then, you know, the other flip side of it is that, well, she's just keeping an eye on him so that he doesn't wander off.
Right. Can he ever roll out with the guys, like, to a game and like, a dinner?
Well, I think that's what Kels is asking.
He's like, dude, she's everywhere. It's the Doug Christie effect, like we were saying back in the day when he's on the Kings.
Right.
Every road trip. Every team bus.
Yeah.
This is butter.
Pat and his wife are just in the team bus by themselves in the back.
Yeah. He's from Texas, you know?
Right, cool. That's why I thought about it for a second. I'm like, wait, why is Pat at this game? I'm like, oh, he's from Tex. So, yeah, I mean, what a great time. He's like, Kels, Hollywood Brown, now that you're part of the squad, let's go check out the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm sure he's juiced. These guys will go to the finals. You can watch those games. Same with some of those golfers like Spieth and Scheffler. They're from there, so I'm sure they're pumping up the Mavs.
Did you see Patrick's came into, I don't know, I guess it was headquarters, KC headquarters the other day, and there was all kinds of pictures and video of him, people saying he was out of shape. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they showed the dad bod in the locker room at one of the playoff games.
Right.
And it was like the side-by-side of him and Tom Brady, and they're like, this is what excellence looks like.
Well, was it Tom at 45?
Or was it? No. It was just like, maybe it was like from his combine or earlier years in the league.
Yeah. I mean, I think when you think of Patrick, though, you think of Patrick being like a better all-natural athlete than Tom. So you think of him as being like in a little better shape. But I mean, you know, it's not like quarterbacks like hit the gym and try to become the strongest guy on the team or anything.
No. I mean, he obviously mows and he wants a little knocks or one of those shows, I think. And they would show him. They would do their workouts and he goes to his guy. He moved some guy from Texas up there who started a facility, and Pat goes in there and does a ton of core work and stuff with the guy. And then he must just go home and mow down.
Right. Well, and well, and then the pitcher right now, like Pat is out of shape, but I mean, he has several months to get into shape. Like he'll be fine, but he did have a little pot belly going.
Yeah. I mean, they went back to Vegas like twice to like celebrate the Super Bowl, and then they're doing stuff. I mean, going to like the Mavs game, having brews and whatnot. Yeah, enjoy yourself for a couple months.
Yep, and he'll be back. So anyway, there is a best bet for tonight. I just can't believe this. This is like game three when I took a look at the line and it had the Mavs at like the -2 game three. And I'm like, wow, how are the Mavs only -2? Like they're thinking that the Timberwolves are going to step up now. Like they weren't going to step up like game one or two on their own court, especially game two after they've lost game one at home. I mean, I would think that's the game that they'd step it up, not game three on the road. So here we are again, game four, and the line is 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
And the so-called smart money supposedly took the T-Wolves game three. I'm not sure why. And I'm here to say again, I'm like, this thing's over with. Like, they're not going to suck it up now. They're already thinking about the trip. I mean, I'm sorry. This thing's peace out.
It's crept into their mind, I'm sure. You know, they're like, 0-3 is a big hole.
I mean, well, they're also like, dude, we weren't able to do it the first two games at home. We weren't able to do it game three on the road. What makes you think game four it's going to happen?
Yeah.
It's not.
I think I was telling you, before it started, I just looked at their three matchups, and they had flip-flopped home and home. But I'm like, the Mavs made some deadline trades here. It's a different team. Totally different when you get into a seven-game series, how you can change the way you approach it.
better since and those trades too.
More athletic with some length. I think Lively the second is out tonight.
Okay.
That'll be one difference. But those other guys are stepping in and playing great.
Yeah. No, I mean, I couldn't believe, like, this line, in my opinion, should be like -5.5. And it's the 1.5. And we'll take the money line when it's that small. So I'm like, it's just amazing to me that, yeah, this line's just off. I think this thing's over with.
That's what, when I was up at the sports book in Tahoe, it was the 1.5 and the over was 208. And I was like, taking the Mavs, I'm going to do a little two-teamer with the Mavs and the over.
Oh, you did a two-teamer? I thought you separated them.
No, I did a two-teamer.
Okay.
So, and then I didn't get to watch the whole game because we were doing some, like, team parties and stuff. And I came back a little later. I'm like, hey-o.
That'll cover dinner.
We'll take care. Actually, yeah. I told you I was looking at Edgewood Golf Course.
Right.
Where they have the celebrity thing that Pat and all those guys go. And it was 175 Twilight, and my winnings had done more than take care of that. And I was like, geez, I wish I had the clubs here.
Right.
Hey, a little Twilighter.
Right. But you know, I've played that, you know, a handful of times, and it's okay. I mean, you know, the holes, the last few holes or two holes are on the lake, and those are cool.
Yes. It's just you're looking at the lake, and they have that tournament there every summer with Barkley and everyone. So it gets that publicity, and it's just like you're paying for that, too.
Right. And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, that they play from the whites, not the blues. Not the blacks. When the stars are there, they play from the whites. And now you know why everyone's firing.
And you get a little altitude help. And then you also have a handicap, which they don't tell us what their handicaps are. So they're like, and that one is worth +5 for the Stableford system.
Right. Holy cow. Just the bloops.
Some of them are good golfers.
Oh, know. Of course. Yeah, yeah. No, they are. But I mean, it's just they're never going to tell you that they're playing from the whites.
Mm-mm.
I mean, the whites are way up there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's from those three.
Right. So let's not get lost in the best bet there with the Dallas Mavs tonight.
I'd be okay with the 1.5, too. I mean,
sure. The only reason why I do the money line is just because the 1.5 is -110. And the money line is -125. You'd hate for them to win the ball game by one and lose. So whenever the spread's like super low like that, I just go money line, like just win the ball game. Let's not mess around.
Yeah. Yeah, Jay Kidd's doing a great job. I mean, I'm sure he's really letting these guys know, like, let's not let them hang around and take the trip back. Boston's already home, chilling. And the finals, the start date's June 6th. That's a week from Thursday. It's next Thursday. They're like, let's wrap this up. Luca, you can rest the knee and stuff a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Close her out tonight.
Speaking of Jay Kidd, there was there's another Giannis movie that was made. Not the one I told you about where, like,
it's on Disney?
Yeah. There's another one. And I don't know what station this was on. We were just going through the movies this weekend. And excuse me. And we were going through the movies this weekend, and I'm like, oh, there's another Yon movie. And it said, like, you know, 2024. And so it was basically interviewing him and his brothers the entire time. Well, and his family, I guess. I guess Giannis has got two kids. So I'd never seen his wife before. They talked to his wife. They met at Las Vegas Summer League, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yep.
She's American?
Yes. And so I was talking about how he had someone go ask her for her digits, and she didn't give it to him right away. And Jan's like, whoa, what's going on here? I'm the MVP here.
He year one or two is usually when they do Summer League. Sometimes they just go and watch. He must have just been watching some Summer League games.
Right, and stuff. And the long story, the short of the long is, that guy is such a stud. He's unreal. He's totally all about his family, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It just talks about how everything he was doing was for his brothers and his mom and his dad. It's just, it's legit. And I, his brother Thanasis too, and one of our good Greek friends, his dad's name was Thanas, and we call him Tom. That's what always makes me think about it. Anyway, but his brother Thanasis is pretty sweet too. And so when he was on the Bucks, Thanas is like when Giannis was just balling. I think they won the championship too.
Yeah. And what did the Lakers take the third one to try and woo him in free agency for a second?
That's what I was telling you, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. It wasn't Thanos.
He's not very good, the third.
They didn't show him at all. He seems like a nice kid too. But I think there's four of them, actually.
Yeah, there might be.
But it was pretty sweet. I mean, dude, yawn. Good try. And the difference between how big he was, like when he was 18, when he came over to now, is just night and day.
Like his yokes and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, he was a little guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was super skinny and stuff. But it was showing him coming over here and like eating like, I guess he liked those fruit smoothies. He just thought that was the best thing since sliced bread when he first came across them. When he first came to Milwaukee. So what was legit about it is he was signing the max deal. And everyone's like, where's he going? Where's he going? And he's just him being as loyal as he is. He's like, the Bucks took me underneath their wing. You know, everyone here has been really nice. I'm staying in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And Milwaukee goes, no thanks.
Yeah. We'll have to see if that holds true the next couple of years or if he's going to want another crack at one of these titles elsewhere.
Well, I just think the first time. I think, you know, I think the first time is like, I'm not saying he's going to. I don't think the first max was large.
Mm-hmm. But the team that has you has the ability to pay you more than anyone else. So that's what kind of a lot of guys stick in those markets for that, even if they're smaller.
Mm. Well, can you think of anyone? I mean, usually people are gonzo in that situation.
I mean, KD and Westbrook stayed in OKC for a couple contracts, and then they moved on.
Right. Yep, that's a good call.
But yeah, he's a stud. I mean, he's always like pretty jovial and in a good mood too. You know, it's his personality's fun. He just can't stay healthy the last 2 years, unfortunately.
I know, it sucks. God.
And that's what makes the East even easier. It's like these big name guys are going down, and then Boston just has all these cupcakes left.
Well, I was gonna say, I mean, I imagine like most of the people that are enjoying the East playoffs right now are the Boston Celtics fans. The Boston Celtics haven't lost an away game yet.
Yeah. I mean, you see, like, Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block was front row last night. Like,
I saw that. He was pumping it up when they won.
Dude, all those.
Like, you could tell the momentum was shifting with, like, 4 minutes left. I even said to the boys, I go, that's ball game. Didn't matter. You could just see the Pacers couldn't close it once again.
Mm. Celtics. He was a late bloomer. They were showing he went to some small school, D2, for a couple years.
Oh, yeah, no, I think I was looking at him. I think he went to, like, Colorado State Pueblo.
That's what it was. It was Colorado State.
Yeah.
And then he transferred to a better D1.
To CU, to that Colorado.
Was, yeah, CU.
Yeah.
And then he went late round one to the Spurs.
Yeah, I text one of our friends in Colorado. I'm like, dude, what school is this? Colorado Pueblo State or something like that. I've never even heard of it. Yeah, Division II, and then he played well there, and then he went to CU.
Yeah.
Super weird.
Last night they were saying he had to take the student loans for those first 2 years.
Really?
And they're like, how many guys are in the NBA took their first paycheck and paid off student loans?
Oh, that's awesome.
They're like, not too many, because everyone gets the scholarships.
Wow, great story there. That's awesome.
He's balling. I mean, he's one of their big dudes. Like, he factors in huge for them.
Oh, yeah, because he plays both sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the college sports, and you know, we talk about the NIL, you know, the players getting paid and stuff. So one of the ways that they're doing the workaround now, these schools, is they're like, hey, we only have a limited amount of scholarships. So what we're going to do is, why don't you walk on and use your NIL chips to pay for it? And so that's the workaround right now. And they're like, oh, that's not going to work anymore.
Oh, like the local Chevy dealership can give you like the $100,000 a year.
And that'll pay for your school.
Yeah.
Right. And so they're talking about getting, you know, people are like, well, we might have to get rid of the walk-ons. And they're like, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys that like legitimately use those. So they got to hammer out a few details there, but I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. No, I haven't heard that one.
Yep.
No, I know they're bringing back college football. You know, the O'Bannon brothers sued the NCAA because their image was in those hoop games back in the days. But they're coming back with the football one this year. And they showed, like, Travis Hunter and Ewers, the QB from Texas, and they were doing, like, the promo stuff for the covers. So that I think they're giving some of the guys a little bit of money, but I think, like, Travis Hunter's, like, I just want to be in it because it's so cool to be in it.
Right.
I think he, on his YouTube channel or something, my son was watching. And he's like, dude, I just want to be in that game.
I think they're playing players. I don't know if they play some more than others.
No, it was just like a $5,000 because they're like, we can't.
I don't even think it was $5,000. I think you need to knock a zero off that maybe. I think it was like 500.
It was small because like we can't pay everybody that much to be in this thing.
Yeah, so I think it was 500 and then they gave them the PlayStation or whatever. They gave them a...
Yeah.
Know, one of the consoles.
Right. It's basically, do you want to be in the video game again kind of a thing.
And here's a few chips to spend one night on the town with some lady friends.
Right. Yep. Well, if you're the baller, you're like, hey, I'll be on Madden here soon enough.
No kidding. That's why.
For my other ones.
Right. He's actually engaged, Travis Hunter.
Okay.
With his honey from high school.
Yeah. I think they showed... She flew somewhere, you know, my kid watches this thing, and like he was flying somewhere like back to Atlanta and getting like a car and surprising, like, you know, he's got dough like he's a pro athlete already.
I'm sure he does. So that's about it for me with the hoops here. Like I said, oh, one thing I'll mention is, you know, so we're sitting with the Mavs plus 500 here for the championship. So best case scenario, when the finals start, like my brother said, next Thursday, so we'll be able to chat with you next Tuesday before it starts. But best case scenario is you're holding a ticket for plus 500 or more with the Mavs, and then the Mavs win the first game of the series, then the Celtics would become plus money too, and you buy that as well, and then you're guaranteed the winner. Hello.
Hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I have a real series, a little more challenging for both teams. I just think the Kyrie Luka thing is going to give.
Obviously, he got Eastern Conference MVP and he was averaging 30 points a ball game, shooting 52%. I mean, just a cakewalk for those guys.
Yeah. I mean, look at the squads they went through.
Yeah. So it's like big Luka and Kyrie are like, okay, guys, little bit different over here.
Mm-hmm. Stand by.
Yep. And before we leave, I'll leave you with a great classic movie that I saw again, probably for the 123rd time, Red Dawn. Feel free to watch it if you've never seen it. 1984, first PG-13 movie of all time. So some of you that want to have some trivia next time you go to the bar with your buds, first PG-13 movie of all time, Red Dawn.
Patrick Swayze.
I was just about to ask you, and who are the actors? And he's also got Charlie Sheen, and there's that one guy, Pony Boy.
Yeah.
What's his name? What's his? Oh, and then the girl from Dirty Dancing,
Jennifer. Not Jennifer Jason Leigh. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, and that's just a classic. I watched it again last night. Unreal.
Yeah, they tried to remake that one with like Chris Hemsworth. And I don't know if
saw
I
it.
Yeah,
not as good. Not even close.
Nothing beats the Russians rolling into town and those guys yep. hitting the mountains.
That's right. In Colorado.
Yeah. No, that's a classic. Well, I'm with you. So keep an eye on Instagram and Twitter. It's at Bolt Brady Picks, and we'll keep you posted on things there if anything changes. But we got tonight's game with the Mavs, -1.5. Bolt says take the money line. Hopefully they close this out, and then the finals will start next Thursday. And we'll come at you guys a week from today, next Tuesday. So enjoy the games, and we'll see you then.
See ya.